Welcome to No Pressure Zone, where conversation flourishes. Welcome to No Pressure Zone, where we dive into thoughts-provoking discussions without playing favorites. In today's episode, we explore demographics in the United States, challenging common misconceptions, and shedding light on the complex surrounding crime statistics. So, setting the record straight, let's begin by debunking the privileged stereotype. The certain racial or ethnic groups are more prevalent to committing crimes. Contrary to popular beliefs, crimes is a complex issue with multiple factors, and generalizations can be misleading. So while y'all sitting around here throwing that stone and everything, you better watch out. Let me tell y'all why you better watch out. You know what's crazy? Is that every fucking ethnic group hates one ethnic group. And you know what ethnic group that is? That's the black. That's the African Americans. I'm going to say African. I don't go want to call us African Americans. Sometimes them Africans, they be acting funny. But anyway, like I said, they be acting funny. Because I think of us, instead of African Americans, I think of us as black Americans, goddammit. I'm a black American, you feel me? But anyway, bro, you know what's crazy, though? Is that the Indians, them too, they be throwing shade at the black Americans, talking about we worthless and shit. Y'all out here throwing us, talking about we worthless and shit, but y'all was the ones that was getting scalped. Y'all bitches was getting tucked and getting y'all property tucked. Yeah, they did us black people the same way. That's what's crazy, is that all the ethnic groups point their finger at African Americans, but y'all standing with the fucking savage right there with you. It's the fucking white ones. The fucking white people. White people, bro. Bro, white people is a fucking white devil, bro. They talk about them in the fucking Bible, bro. I ain't throwing it to say I hate white people, bro, because I got white family members and all that type of shit too, bro. I understand it. But you motherfuckers, boy, y'all good, boy. I gotta give it to you. You wanna know why y'all good? I'm gonna tell y'all why y'all good. Y'all is the only people that can make every ethnic group hate this one fucking ethnic group. And guess what? Y'all the main fucking murderers around. Think about it. Bro, what the fuck did the white people do to the Africans? They took them, they slaved them, they raped their women, they fucking killed them, slayed them out, pimped them all day long, sold them for a little bit of money. And what do they do this day? They still doing the exact fucking same thing. But the difference is, you think that they don't own you, it's just that it's another white man owning you, and they own they broke ass too, they just don't know it yet. Okay? And then the Indians, they scalped the shit out of y'all, took your land, raped your bitches, and kill all your fucking kids and mostly your family. So that's why there ain't too many of you motherfuckers around. And then y'all call the black people savages. And then on top of that, years later, they give y'all fucking motel rooms and liquor stores. They did the same thing. What they doing to the black folks? They doing the same exact thing. They give them liquor stores and they put shit in their city. They bring these chinks in here. I ain't trying to say chinks in a bad way. I love y'all chinks. I love Chinese food. And I love the fucking Vietnamese people too. What they doing in nails. You feel me? I appreciate y'all being here. But understand, just sit back and listen, because I'm going to get to y'all motherfucking ass soon too. Anyway, bro, let me tell y'all, bro. Bro, they who tell me. All right, so the Indians, like I said, bro, they gave y'all motel rooms, casinos, and shit like that, and y'all got drunk, y'all like this bitch living on a reserve that ain't too good, because that's what the fucking country put you at. I mean, that's where United States put your ass at. I'm saying, if your ass was in the United States, and then on top of that, you think they like you, bro, they don't like your ass, they do not like you. They say they like you, because a bitch say they like you, they don't mean they like you, bro. I'm saying, like right about now, you might be hearing me, but you probably ain't listening to me. You feel me? Because, you know, you can hear me, but not listen to me. And that's the same thing they've been doing to all the other fucking ethnic groups. And guess what? Everybody been taking it lying down. They just put their dick all in y'all mouth, and y'all ain't saying shit. Y'all swallowed in. Guess what? You got up and went home and kissed your wives. That's what the fuck they did. The only people they can't do like that is the motherfuckers in Dubai. and not the, in Russia, Russia them too. They I ain't gonna lie, Russia, they tried to push y'all around. At first, they used to have everybody mad with Russia. Yeah, we always mad with Russia because Russia went around killing up every fucking body. They all because, bro, it's, I don't know what the fuck it is about the fucking world, is that people will always follow behind the wrong motherfucker who they think is gonna do something good. Let's take like Hitler. Russia them, they follow behind Hitler, Hitler and all that other kind of goofy shit. Man, Hitler dad was a fucking Jew. This motherfucker man didn't even know who his daddy was, so that's why he hated all you motherfuckers, especially you black motherfuckers, because he was like, shit, my daddy was out and gone, just like a motherfucking, just like them goddamn, them colored people. You feel me? And black people, y'all, we gotta stop. When white people, they have that shit all wrong. They be thinking that black folks, now I understand y'all went to a school and y'all had it in a video with a couple other little kids. You gotta go to the right cities, bro. Because I was raised in a two fucking parent home. And my parents, them had a lot of fucking kids, bro. And both of my parents was there. My grandparents, all, everybody I know had two fucking parents. Everybody I know had two parents. Like I said, and guess what? They was in their fucking life. Now, some of them probably didn't stay in their households. Even friends, bro. All the kids I grew up with in Florida, bro, they all had two parents, motherfuckers. Bro, their parents was there. You feel me? So all that old daddy's home types of jokes, bro, and they putting that shit all on Facebook and Instagram. And y'all think that shit funny? That shit is not fucking funny. Basically, they talking about your ass. You drive some common sense. You feel me? But anyway, let's go and get back to it. Bro, we got to start the watching shit, bro. Because guess what? The people who y'all pointing y'all fingers at is not the motherfucking people. Bro, y'all being misled, bro. You being misled by the evilest motherfuckers, bro. You ain't talking about people that went out and committed mass. They took and killed people, bro. And then on top of that, they put a law. So years later, that can't nobody go back and try to steal what's theirs, bro. Think about it. Look what they did to that fucking Chocolate City business with all them fucking black people up in there. Look how they came for the motherfucking Mexicans up over there. And everybody told me, oh, it's the black community. They, bro, they pick the most shit. That they pick the stuff what they want you to see. Now, don't get it twisted, Mexico, because our country shows some bad shit of y'all, too. So don't think that your Mexican ass walking around here. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all just niggas with sand, too, just like the rest of them other countries is, bro. None of y'all are never be able to compare. You want to know why you'll never be able to compare? If you ain't got white skin and blue eyes, you can go marry all the white women and white men that you want to fucking marry. They ain't gonna make you white, bro. You feel me? Shit, you keep stirring your fucking water around, it ain't gonna turn into wine because you ain't Jesus. You feel me? I just want to say that shit, bro. I had to get that shit off my chest. I've been, you know me, I be goddamn trying to keep myself afloat. Anyway, bro, like I said, bro, y'all, bro, we been misled, bro. We keep being misled, bro. The people who y'all think the savages is ain't the savage. The savage is the bitch that you're sitting over here chilling your kid. You know what's crazy, too, is that y'all ever seen, they did a video of statistics, bro. Like, I be seeing them all over X, and I be seeing them all over Facebook. They do statistics between the black people and the white people. And I remember one time, I don't know if y'all remember, but Ice Cube did a show with the, I think it was Ice Cube. Yeah, I think it was Ice Cube. When he took a white family and put them in a black, and put black makeup on them and made them go stay in a black community and live as black people and go walk in white bars, bro, and they see how they got treated. Bro, they seen how they got treated. And guess what? At the end of every fucking episode, they was like, man, I don't know how you guys fucking do it. I don't know how you do it. Bitch, that's a damn shame when they have to do a study. And guess what? They took that shit off the TV because guess what? They ain't wanted that shit to show. Bro, it's people literally out here. If you go on YouTube and fucking X, bro, people doing studies, bro. You see, you can see it. I remember I seen a video with a chink. A fucking little cheat girl was up there like she never seen a black dude. The black dude standing there, she was like, and everybody running like he was, like he had some type of disease or some shit. And I was like, bro, black, after all the fucking rice that black people don't eat from you fucking chinks and fucking hills and shit like that. Bitch, we built you motherfuckers, bro. Them rich bitches, bitches, we built y'all, bitch. One for the black fucking community, bitch. I believe that none of you motherfuckers have nothing, bro. Think about it, China. Who the fuck buy all that cheap-ass, fucked-up-ass cell phone shit that y'all be out here selling? I mean, all the shit that y'all be selling is flooding the fucking Americans' house. That's why I say, bro, black people, bro, we cool with every fucking body. Minus of what the white people tell y'all. But guess what? Y'all be stepping aside y'all stuff like, we won't put y'all ass back in y'all place. Because shit. And then on top of that, y'all be still thinking y'all good and thinking that white people won't hurt y'all shit. That same old, y'all ever heard of Panda Express? Yeah, you remember that Chinese food your ass be getting? That chomang and goddamn, you know what's crazy? Chinese people too. I want to talk about y'all ass ever since y'all be talking shit about us too. Look here, why I don't never see no fucking meat trucks pull up in front of y'all shit? Where y'all getting that monkey meat and that meow meat? And you know what's crazy? That every time when you motherfuckers come in the neighborhood, that all the fucking cats get missing. If my cat get missing, I'm fucking coming for y'all ass. Believe me, and he chipped too, motherfucker. I'm coming, bitch. Just believe that shit. You feel me? But anyway, man. Hey, I'm telling you, it's crazy how every fucking other race hate us and they don't even know why. Maybe some of them might have been had some bad experiences. I'm not even going to deny that because, I mean, shit, come on. It's be the bad experiences everywhere. Just as much as a black person will rob you, a white person will rob you. But see, when white people rob you, they take a lot of shit from you. When black people rob you, they only take petty shit. They try to just take the little $300 and probably watch in the rain, maybe even your car. Shit, white people, they rob you. Bitch, they taking everything. Your ass gonna be out here homeless, out here begging for change and all, because they do you filthy. They don't do you the way black people do y'all. We ain't trying to get on y'all like that, but I'm telling y'all, bro, y'all need to start to pay attention, bro. Pay attention. And I ain't just going to say it's just the white people, bro. Our government is just fucked up, bro. Like, you see all the shit they been doing, bro? I mean, like, and then on top of that, it's they reason why the world's so fucked up. Bro, y'all took the ass whoopings out of the schools, and now look what happened. Y'all took prayers out of school, and look what done fucking happened. When they took all that shit out of school, man, look at our generation, bro. The teachers fucking the students fucking the teachers, the teachers whooping the students' ass, the students whooping the teachers' ass, all because y'all took this shit out of the schools, bro. Why y'all have to take the ass out of the school? Leave shit alone. Don't nobody ask y'all for fucking much. If we wanted y'all to fucking... And then on top of that, y'all stop the parents. Now, I ain't gonna lie, some parents, because they was taking their ass whipping too far, bro. Y'all gotta learn how to, you know, you gotta learn how to goddamn learn how to love tap your fucking child instead of killing your fucking child, because there's a lot of y'all doing that shit. And you know what's crazy is that we be seeing shit in the TV, and you know what's crazy is that the people who y'all put y'all life out here for, they be the people that's fucking up. Like, let's take that judge that sunk that dude, the white dude. I mean, the white dude out with the poor little Puerto Rican girl. This dude beat it, this girl. He was threatening this fucking girl, and she told the judge that, hey, man, I feel threatened for my fucking life. Guess what? Oh, I didn't see no concern. Guess what happened, bro? A week later, guess what? The fucking boy killed the fucking baby. All because, and this judge, he should be ashamed of his fucking self. But you should have all the blood on your fucking head. I bet we need to look more back into his cases. I bet it's a lot of fucking people he done let loose because the color of their fucking skin. Oh, these one of my people, so I'm gonna believe they learned their fucking lesson. Yeah, they do that. And meanwhile, we get black judges that we get these bitches, and guess what they do? All of them, the black men too, bro. They get up just so high, bro. And they started feeling they fucking self, bro. They go to feeling they self, and they know they musky as fuck. Y'all feeling y'all self instead. Y'all like, oh, I'm trying to teach you a valuable lesson. Meanwhile, don't understanding, bro, when as being black, like I said, there's all types of experiments that you can go online and fucking see. You feel me? And guess what? 9 times out of 10, most of these police officers and stuff like that, and these people, they be repeated offenders, and guess what? The police just let them by. Black person, 9 times out of 10, everything is not what it seems to be. Now, sometimes it is. Now, if you seeing and you what you call it, now, maybe sometimes. I ain't saying all the time. I ain't trying to say black people are all innocent, bro, because I ain't going to lie. Black people commit crimes, too. Shit. Everybody commit crimes. Mexican, white people. But see, when white people do it, y'all do too much fucking crime. And guess what? Everybody laugh and smile and let y'all goofy ass get away with it. No, bitch, I feel like y'all should be holding accountable for y'all fucking crimes. Just like us. Y'all ever, like, let's see. I think it was last year, like 2 years ago. All right, so this older lady, right? She walked in Ormond Memorial Hospital, bro, and she shot the shit up. Okay. All the white people, oh, she was old lady, and her husband, he didn't want to suffer, and he wanted her to kill her, because they made a pact that they was going to kill one another, you know, if one on suffering and shit. So she walked up in there and she shot like 3 fucking times. And guess what? The police done brought her out and brought her with coffee and all types of shit. Well, I ain't say they brought her coffee, but you know, they brought her out of there smooth as shit. And then everybody told me, oh man, they need to let her pass because she old as shit. She made her husband a pact. Meanwhile, if a black person went to go try some shit like that, bitch, 9 times out of 10, black people, we don't even be trying to fucking kill people. It be self-fucking-defense. This lady walked in there with a fucking loaded gun, and y'all talking about, oh, hun, her husband made a pact. It's so sweet. It's so nice. Now, what happened if that fucking bullet would have been, when it went somewhere? Bullets do not know no fucking name. I don't give a fuck how old her ass was. I don't give a care what color her ass is, because there's hostage. Hostage was talking to me that whole fucking 2 years. Why the fuck they couldn't go talk to her and her fucking husband if he was fucking suffering that bad? Oh, we made a pact that we was gonna kill one another. Man, hell no. Nah. Take her old ass to jail. Let her old ass sit in there with some Bengay, goddamn it. Let her ass in there. But guess what, bro? We cannot be playing favors. That's how shit go happen. And then, oh, even my brother, he was one of them telling me, man, oh, she old, just let her go. Shitting me. If that would have been our grandma walked in there, bitch, and shot our granddaddy, guess what they would have been did? They would have been roasting her old ass. They'd have been turning her ass down and beat the shit out of her. And you talking about, oh, let her fucking go, bro. No. Ain't gonna let her ass go. Her ass gonna get the same treatment like everybody else's ass get the same treatment. You can't be playing favors. Yo, but anyway, bro, this is my time, y'all. I'm sorry that I got off subject and shit. I supposed to be finishing out this podcast, but anyways, I didn't, so I'm finna go ahead on and move on. But anyway, y'all take care. Make sure y'all don't forget to check out the podcast, and don't forget to check out the blog spots and all that, and make sure y'all don't forget to tell y'all friends, bro. We'll be back with another podcast Monday we put our podcasts up, so make sure y'all don't forget.